Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. That's the Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dan Pella is our guest. He's a tax expert, an IRS procedures expert. He's the author of dozens of books, How to Win Your Tax Audit, also How to Eliminate Taxes on Debt Forgiveness. And Dan, you got a new book coming out, don't you?
Yeah, we got a new book coming out probably by the end of October is my guess.
Yeah?
It's with the artist right now. Everything's being laid out and designed. All the writing is done. And so, so we're moving ahead with it quickly here.
And tell us the title.
The title is called Dan Pilla's Small Business Tax Guide.
All right. Why is that going to be important for us to know about?
Well, Jim, there's hundreds of books out there on operating a small business in terms of how to do your marketing, how to write a business plan, how to use social media.
We've launched half of them on this show in the last 22 years.
Yeah, and I'm sure you have. and most of these are good books, and some of them are repetitive and so forth. You can yep. say good things about all of them.
That's the other half we didn't launch. Go ahead.
Okay. But there isn't a single book out there, Jim, on how to stay compliant with the Internal Revenue Rules mm-hmm. when it comes to small business income activities. For example, there's not one book out there that shows you what you need to do for a business to stay compliant with the employment tax rules. There's not one book out there that shows you how to make a distinction and draw a comparison between using a corporation, an LLC, a partnership, a sole proprietorship. Mm-hmm. Which one is best for you under the circumstances?
Mm-hmm. That's
There's
huge.
Not a single book out there, Jim, that alerts a person on the so-called passive activity rules for the IRS's business tax for their business tax scheme.
And some companies, some business models are better for LLC. Some of them are better for sub S. And in fact, it could vary by state, couldn't it?
Well, that's true, and it could vary, and it could depend on how your business evolves over time.
Yep.
You know, most businesses are started as a sole proprietorship in somebody's basement or garage or spare bedroom.
Right.
And that's fine when you start out that way, but as your business grows, it may be advisable to adopt a partnership status, or it may be better for you to devise to adopt a corporate status. It just depends on the situation.
And when you're doing that, when you're deciding to create an entity for your business, which I've spent a lot of time talking about on this show, Dan, some of it with you over the years, as you're doing that, you have to decide. You know, you go to an attorney, you go to an accountant. You're going to get two different answers from both of those guys.
Well, and the thing about this is, accountants are excellent for preparing returns and filling out the forms and so on. Most accountants, this is not true of all of them, but most accountants simply don't have the experience to know what's best with respect to a corporation or an LLC or whatever.
Right.
And what we've got here, we've adopted the policy, it seems like, that the LLC is the entity du jour. It's the one that's in vogue right now.
And that's a mistake. Thinking of it like that is a mistake.
And here's what people don't understand, and this includes too many accountants, is the compliance burdens that are created by adopting an entity structure are burdens that often bury businesses because they don't realize mm-hmm. what they have to do to stay in the compliance, and they're not getting the right guidance from their CPAs when it comes to staying in the compliance. And that's where this book is so remarkably different, because it shows you exactly what you need to do for each one of these entities to stay into compliance. Just for example, if you assume an LLC structure, that LLC is a disregarded entity, Jim, which mm-hmm. means that it has to be taxed as either a corporation, a partnership,
or a partnership. Yeah, most people do it as a corp.
And don't know why they've done it as a corp, and they don't realize that if they adopt a corporate status through their LLC, they have to pay themselves a salary.
That's right.
And this is one of the things I talk in the book that's never discussed in any of these business
mm-hmm.
books.
That's right.
Is the requirement of a corporation to pay its shareholders a salary that's based on the fair market value of the services they render. And if you don't do that, the IRS is going to come in and assess significant employment taxes.
Employment taxes. You cannot be a legal entity, work for your legal entity, and not be a W-2 and take income that isn't W-2 income. It's got to be. You've got to do that, and that's where a lot of people get upside down on this. And you're right. And the thing is, the issue. A lot of this issue, though, is also, God bless them, everyone. Accountants are historians. They look to the past. They don't look to the future as much as they should, I think. And when you decide whether to go with an LLC or a sub S, that's about the future. It's not about the past. What are your last thoughts before we go to a break, Dan?
Well, yeah, no, you're exactly right. And this is the thing where this is the area where businesses get into trouble so often. And small businesses, you know, you got four or five employees or even
Hey, Dan, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. First, we come back. I'm going to ask Dan to help us understand the qualified deduction that we were handed back. We were backhanded, I should say, by the government with the tax reform bill that came out a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, and get him to tell us what he thinks about that. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.